Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 24th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Incidence and risk factors for malignancy after heart transplantation analysis of the UNOS registry. The study analyzed 50,370 heart transplant recipients from the United Network for Organ Sharing Registry. This comprehensive analysis identified the incidence, demographics, and specific risk factors associated with de novo malignancy, lymphoproliferative disorders, and solid organ malignancy subtypes. The findings provided crucial data for understanding cancer risk after heart transplantation. This information is vital for directing prevention and screening strategies in this patient population. Article number 2. Human fetal circulating factors from pregnancies complicated by obesity upregulate genes associated with pathological hypertrophy in neonatal rat cardiomyocytes. This study demonstrated that human fetal circulating factors derived from pregnancies complicated by maternal obesity upregulate genes linked to pathological hypertrophy in neonatal rat cardiomyocytes. The research thus uncovered a mechanistic link where these specific factors induce cardiac changes. This finding clarifies how maternal obesity contributes to increased offspring cardiovascular risk and fetal cardiac dysfunction. Article number 3. Cardiac magnetic resonance imaging in pediatric heart transplant recipients. Correlation with cardiopulmonary exercise testing. The study characterized the relationship between multiparametric cardiac magnetic resonance imaging and markers of exercise capacity in pediatric heart transplant recipients. Data from patients who underwent cardiac magnetic resonance imaging within 1 year of cardiopulmonary exercise testing informed how graft assessment by imaging reflects functional capacity. This analysis contributed to understanding the utility of cardiac magnetic resonance imaging for surveillance of rejection and coronary artery vasculopathy. Article number 4. Coronary anomalies and early surgical outcomes in transposition of the great arteries and Tausig-Bing anomaly. Insights from 251 consecutive arterial switch cases. This study evaluated the impact of coronary artery anomalies on early surgical outcomes in 251 consecutive arterial switch operations performed for transposition of the great arteries and Tausig-Bing anomaly. The analysis provided a comprehensive assessment of factors influencing mortality and postoperative recovery in these complex pediatric cardiac procedures. The findings clarified the prognostic significance of these anomalies in arterial switch operation patients. Article number 5. Comparison of heparin-based anticoagulation in patients with and without high-output chylothorax, a pilot study. This pilot study compared heparin-based anticoagulation strategies in infants and children with and without high-output chylothorax after cardiac surgery. The research addressed concerns that loss of antithrombin in chylothorax may impair the therapeutic effect of antithrombin-dependent anticoagulants, like unfractionated heparin and low-molecular-weight heparin, enoxaparin. The findings provided initial data on the management of anticoagulation in these challenging pediatric patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.